Hey everyone, it's Kevin Sean 777. That's SHAWN 777 is my Twitter name or tweet. Yeah, tweet name, Twitter name. Anyway, it's 1978 and I'm gonna play some Journey for y'all. It's called Feeling That Way. And looks like we're having technical difficulties because I just changed the speaker. Maybe not. There it is. I didn't have the volume up correct. Also, this is a test on my laptop because I always do it on my desktop. So we'll see if the sound quality is better. But I'm working on getting a better sound recorder. So what happened in 1978? Let's find out. First of all, what was big on television was Happy Days, Little House on the Prairie, The Rockford Files, Good Morning America, Saturday Night Live, Wheel of Fortune, Charlie's Angels, Quincy Medical Examiner, The Muppet Show, Chips, The Love Boat, and Three's Company. And then for music, we had The Bee Gees with Saturday Night Fever and Staying Alive. Also, guess who was popular? John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Yes, because they were the stars of... No, I'm getting these movies mixed up. I'm late. It's late. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, that was Grease. And the movie Grease was popular at this time. That's why. But also... Oh, I know what I'm getting it mixed up with. John Travolta was in Grease, but he was also in Saturday Night Fever. That's where I'm... It's late here, I'm sorry. And Paul McCartney and Wings, great band. Love that band from the 70s. Rolling Stones were popular. The Commodores with Three Times a Lady. And the Boomtown Rats, which I don't like Mondays, was their popular song. Yes, popular films, which I just mentioned. Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, National Lampoon's Animal House, Jaws 2, this is 1978, just a reminder, Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty, and Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, also Revenge of the Pink Panther, and a great Vietnam movie. I saw it when I was probably about 13 or 14. I remember watching it at a friend's house around, there was me, my friend Ray, and his brother Kevin, and his dad. So there's four of us, four guys. Three of us were like very young, but Ray's dad was, probably about, 35 or so. But we were in Bedford, New Hampshire, and we watched The Deer Hunter, and it was a moving experience. It was probably one of the most dramatic films I've ever seen about Vietnam. Probably one of my favorites. So check it out if you haven't seen it. And I keep on putting all these efforts into these shows, and nobody is leaving a comment, and I don't have any followers, and I don't know, should I take a break and wait till I get my tax return and buy a new audio recording device? But seriously, folks, if you could at least give me a tweet at Sean777 or something, I would appreciate the response, because it's just getting, I've had 8 or 9 shows and I don't even know if anybody's listening to my shows, so give me a shout out, I'd appreciate it. I got about 20 seconds, they just changed the clock, so it's 3:45 in the morning, but it's actually only 2:45 in the morning, because they just did the daylight savings tonight. It's the 14th of March, just a few more days till St. Patrick's Day, that should be fun. And I hope you enjoyed my show, and I'll try to keep them going, but if I don't get any responses, I don't know, I'm going to have to start researching some other places.